Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Guy who's great to have in a situation like this. The man knows his football. Former NFL player, now with Sirius XM NFL Radio in The Athletic. Calls games on CBS, ESPN, NBC, Westwood One, all kinds of things. He's busy. He's Ross Tucker, former NFL lineman. Hello, Ross.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Ross.
We're doing well. We appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Busy day.
Hey,
yeah.
we're doing good because the Browns are actually relevant right now. We're not talking about 0-16 and 1-15 anymore.
Well, and they're going to be relevant, I think, for a while for a bunch of different reasons, and I think that's great. I mean, I've written it before in my columns. I've told people I believe the Browns have the best fans in the NFL. I played for five teams, including the Browns, for a month, and the loyalty and passion that those people have, despite the fact that they've really been given no hope and almost nothing but negativity for 20 years, is just so, so impressive to me, which is why I always kind of root for the Browns, and I'm glad they're getting it turned around.
Ross, what was the highlight of your 1 month in 2006 while you were here?
That's a good question.
You have 30 days to pick one thing.
Yeah, you know what's funny is, you know, they traded for me like a conditional seventh round pick the day before the first preseason game after LaCharles Bentley tore his knee up.
Oh, that was brutal.
And I ended up starting the last three preseason games, and I thought I was going to start the opener against the Saints. And then a final cutdown day, they traded for Hank Fraley from the Eagles, and my salary would have been guaranteed if I was on the roster as a backup, and that was not the case for a guy named Lenny Freeman. So they cut me and kept him. There really wasn't any highlight. There really wasn't any positive. It was a really, really bad experience, other than I like the people, I like the fans. I do remember one time driving in downtown Cleveland, I saw somebody wearing a Steelers jersey, and I rolled down my window. This is when I was the starting center for the Browns, by the way, with my mom and wife in the car, and I yelled at this lady at the bus stop, "Steelers suck!" real loud. And she screamed back at me, "Browns suck!" And we all laughed. It was just kind of funny. But, no, I enjoyed the brief time there. I would have loved to have been there a little longer. One of my buddies went to high school out at Mid Park High School out there near Berea, so I'm actually going to see him next weekend. So just the passion of the fans, I thought was the thing that stood out to me, and it's a shame I wasn't able to be there longer.
Ross Tucker joining us. Glad you enjoyed your 30 days in Cleveland. That said, here the Browns trade a pretty good guard for a guy who, according to the folks in New York, seemed to underachieve a little bit. What do you make of this deal?
Well, first of all, Zeitler's a stud, and that's a big loss for them. But the Browns are in a pretty unique situation, as I'm sure you guys have discussed, where they took Austin Corbett high in last year's draft. They obviously really like him, believe he's ready here in year two and ready to play, but he's not going to be Kevin Zeitler. So they save money by moving on from Zeitler and putting Corbett in. When you specifically look at right guard, there will be some drop-off in play. None of us know how steep that drop-off will be, but that's really the key from the Browns' offense standpoint. I will say this, though, and I played right guard and center and left guard. An edge rusher is more important than an offensive guard. And when you have a guy like Myles Garrett that's going to draw so many double teams like he is, you really need to have a threat on the other side. You really need to have a guy on the other side that can win. And so the Browns clearly believe that that's Olivier Vernon. So I love the way Olivier Vernon plays football. Unlike a lot of these pass rushers, that dude will play the run now. I mean, that guy is a bad, bad dude. You're going to love how violent he is at the point of attack. He will play the run, and he can rush. I think the problem has been in New York two things. One is he hasn't really been healthy. I mean, even the year where he played all 16 games, I think he had a broken wrist that he played through. That first year of his three, the last couple of years he's missed at least four games. So health has been a major issue, and he's been the guy that offenses target when you go against them. So he's been the guy getting the help, getting the double teams. That won't be the case. I mean, I think if he's healthy, I think the Browns got a really good player. But obviously the unknowns in this deal will be Olivier Vernon's health and how much the drop-off is between Zeitler and, Austin Corbett.
We're joined by our Radio.com expert, Ross Tucker, powered by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. With that in mind, you have a franchise quarterback now. You need to protect him. You see the Browns going out and adding more folks in the draft and free agency. And Ross, I threw out earlier, if you wanted to, you might be able to make an argument that the Browns have four question marks on the offensive line. I think J.C. Treader is really solid, but I don't know if he was the long-term answer when they brought him in here to play center. And then Hubbard at right tackle. Is it Greg Robinson at left tackle, Desmond Harrison? Now Corbett at right guard. The only guy who's an absolute surefire lockdown, you're our starter, and that's it, is Joel Bitonio, is it not?
Yeah, I would say to you, the fact that they would move on from Zeitler tells you they feel good about Corbett, and I think they feel good about their interior O-line. They got Hubbard last year. I think they feel fine about him at right tackle. And based on the money they gave Greg Robinson on the one-year deal to re-sign him at left tackle, I think that's the line. I mean, I think that's the group. Now, I think that they might add an offensive lineman like second or third round. I can see that, kind of like they did with Austin Corbett. And that would probably be an offensive tackle would be my guess. To kind of be, and I know they have Harrison, but kind of be the heir apparent to take over at left tackle or right tackle. I think Treader is probably a guy that they feel okay about for a couple years. If anything, maybe they would take a lineman in the fourth or fifth round and see if he can develop to be good enough to take over for Treader in 2020.
Let me ask you this, Ross. If you're a guy who's on the Browns defense that was here prior to John Dorsey, do you have eyes in the back of your head now thinking that you're going to get traded? Other than, Myles Garrett or Denzel Ward or maybe even Demaryius Randall.
Well, I think you're aware that anytime a new GM comes in that, they're looking to make changes and that those changes could be you. But I think if you're, like a Kirksey or an Ogunjobi or some of these guys that have proven themselves, I don't think they're that worried about it. I really don't. I think that they know that the guys that aren't worth the money that they're getting, like a Jamie Collins, that they're going to move on from them. But I think that's, whether Dorsey's there or not, or whether you were there beforehand. I mean, Dorsey let Collins stay on the team last year and show what he could do for a year. So, I think you're always cognizant of the fact in the NFL, they're always looking to upgrade. They're always evaluating whether or not, you're worth the money. I mean, heck, the Jags just cut four dudes, I mean, they just cut four guys, in the last hour. All starters, Malik Jackson, Carlos Hyde, who you guys are familiar with,
right.
Jeremy Parnell, Tayshaun Gibson, who you guys are familiar with. So I think in the NFL in general, you're just aware that that's just kind of how business works. I don't know that you're overly concerned just because, it's year two for Dorsey.
Yeah, just do your job. Unless your name is Joe Thomas, you might as well just accept it's part of the business. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there are very few guys that are untouchable. And frankly, even Joe wasn't untouchable. You know, there's always those rumors of how close Joe was to being traded.
That's true. Ross Tucker joining us, former NFL offensive lineman, now with SiriusXM NFL Radio and The Athletic. Where is Odell Beckham Jr. playing football next year? Where is Antonio Brown playing football next year?
Odell Beckham Jr. is playing for the Giants. There's no question in my mind about that. I'd be shocked if he got traded. You know, this is not the same situation as the Steelers have. I mean, Odell's not a malcontent right now. They just signed him last offseason. It would be $21 million in dead money. I just don't see that happening. That would really surprise me. As for Antonio Brown, that is a tougher one. You know, he says he wants out. He wants to be traded. They get him a trade to Buffalo, and he puts the kibosh to it by saying he won't show up. So it's like, okay, well, which one is it? Do you want out of there, or do you want to stay in Pittsburgh? You know, he said he wanted guaranteed money. They didn't even let him get to that point. I think Buffalo would have given him pretty good guaranteed money. He didn't even let it get that far. So he's going to get to the point where he doesn't have much of an argument or much of a say as it relates to where he goes or as it relates to staying there. Now, he says he would retire. I doubt it. But it might come to that because they're not going to just give him away. And if he's going to turn down trades, they're not going to cut him. They will never cut him.
It just seems so, like, this. If I were the Steelers, at some point you're going to say, okay, retire. I kind of see that app. Don't you? I mean, if you're the Steelers, you don't want to trade him to Cleveland. You don't want to trade him to Baltimore. You don't want to trade him to Cincinnati. There was all talk that he was going to go to the NFC. Then all of a sudden you hear the story last night that he's going to stay in the AFC and he's got a shot to go to Buffalo. At some point, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm just like, good luck, man. Retire. See you later.
Well, I think before they would do that, there would be somebody that would take him for a seventh-round pick or a sixth-round pick or whatever, and they would just deal with the possibility of him not reporting, right? Like, Buffalo didn't want to deal with that. Buffalo didn't want the aggravation. Buffalo didn't want the bad optics of a guy that they traded for not wanting to come. You know, Buffalo took the tact of, hey, if you don't want to be here, then we don't want you. But for some compensation level, there will be teams that will choose to take that headache on and take that risk and believe that if they just guarantee some of his money this year or next year or whatever, that he'll report eventually. And so the Steelers would be able to get a late-round pick at worst. So they're not cutting him. They wouldn't put him in a position to retire. They would just, the market could drop and drop to the point where Antonio thinks he can control it, but only to the point where the Steelers send him somewhere else for not nearly as much as they were hoping for.
Ross, where does Le'Veon Bell end up? What's your gut tell
you? Probably the Jets. I mean, it seems like a Jets move, doesn't it? You know, I mean.
And it does.
I do think they kind of want to invigorate the fan base a little bit there. It gives Sam Darnold a running game to lean on, as well as, you know, a real good matchup nightmare out of the backfield. You know, they've got oodles of cap space. The GM's on the hot seat. He needs to show market improvement this year. That just feels to me like it has, the Le'Veon Bell has the Jets written all over it.
Ross, thanks for your insight. Appreciate you being with us.
Hey, thanks for your 30 days, man. You did your time. And
I did my time. I put my service in. No, my pleasure. Anytime. I can tell you other funny stories from those 30 days if you ever want them. Hit me back.
All right, we'll see you. We'll see you Monday morning at 10 as soon as we
start. It'll be awesome. Hey, you took care of a Steeler fan. That's all we need to know. Well done.
You're a hero.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.